USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Zelensky will speak to both houses of Congress this morning around 11 a.m. Eastern, it's being reported a request for him to speak at the Japanese Parliament has been submitted. The prime ministers of Poland, the Czech Republic, and Slovenia traveled to the embattled Ukrainian capital of Kyiv to meet with President Zelensky on Tuesday in a show of support for Ukraine. Slovenia Prime Minister Janez Janša.
We are also here to tell you that you're not alone. Your fight is our fight, and together we will prevail.
Almost a year after 13-year-old Adam Toledo was killed by a Chicago police officer in Little Village, Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox announced that her office will not be bringing charges against the officers who fired the fatal shot, nor will they charge the officer who killed a 22-year-old Anthony Alvarez. Both Toledo and Alvarez were carrying guns on the night they were shot. Prosecutors determined that both officers acted reasonably. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Military forces from Japan and the United States are practicing for war near Mount Fuji.
Japanese and U.S. Marines had their first airborne landing and combat training together near Mount Fuji today as the two allies strengthen military cooperation amid growing maritime activity by China and Russia in the regional seas. Japan has been expanding its defense budget and capability for about a decade and is now revising its key national security strategy in the face of threats from China, North Korea, and now Russia. For the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Eli Lilly says it won't export non-essential medicines to Russia due to its invasion of Ukraine. The company is reducing its business in Russia to only provide drugs that treat diseases like cancer and diabetes. The Indiana-based drug maker says it has also suspended new clinical trials in Russia, along with all of its investments there. Eli Lilly joins a growing list of businesses that have halted or severely limited their operations in Russia since February 24th. USA Radio News.
We're out of the brand name, but we do have the generic version of
Serene's Pharmacy can't keep up with allergy season.
Who's next in line?
They need certified technicians to alleviate the headache.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry for the wait. We'll have your prescription filled soon. Oh, I need some help.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
By testing sewer wastewater, the Center for Disease Control says America will get another spike of COVID-19 cases.
New CDC sewer data is suggesting there will be a rise in COVID-19 cases in the United States. A 10% increase or more in coronavirus wastewater levels was found in a 15-day period from February 24th to March 10th. Of just over 400 wastewater sampling sites, a 10% spike was seen in at least 145 of them. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
When the Biden administration passed banning Russian oil imports, there was some pork added that not too many people noticed. The Magnitsky Human Rights Accountability Act. It is explained by Republican Representative Glenn Grothman on Newsmax.
Well, traditionally this act, which passed in 2012, was designed for specific human rights abuses, kidnapping, murder, that sort of thing, torture. But in this bill, they open it up to whatever they define as serious human rights abuses, and they can penalize elected officials or people in other countries who they feel are encouraging those abuses, in which the Biden administration pushes its LGBTQ agenda, and now they have, and abortion agenda, and now they have the ability to penalize people in these countries who don't follow the left-wing line.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, my friend. We are USA Radio News.